We can all get a little stuck in our ways sometimes, but every once in a while something comes along and changes our mind. The storytellers at Pop-Up Stories earlier this month spent some time remembering their own changes of heart, and we've got a snippet from that show for you today. Here's one of our esteemed storytellers, Drew.
So the setup for this is I grew up on the west side of the state, idyllic, perfect childhood, mom, dad. I was the oldest of 2.4 kids. But a mile outside of town was Grandma and Aunt Stevie's old farmstead. Now, Grandma and Aunt Stevie are just the best grandparents that there ever were. Grandma, on Saturdays, would haul my scrawny butt over to Saugatuck, and we'd paint with all the creative people over there. Aunt Stevie, old farm girl, she could cook like you would not believe her. She was a crack shot with her pistol. Greatest grandparents in the world. Well, when I turned 18, I got out of school 6 months early, had enough credits, good job. And right after that, my mom died sitting on the couch right next to me. My dad went a little crazy. I guess I probably did too in retrospect. Moved out into the woods in a trailer with a bunch of my reprobate friends and did what we reprobates did in the 70s. Some of it might have even been legal. But I could always, Grandma and Aunt Stevie never changed. They were always in the old farmstead a mile outside of town. One time I went out there and there were a bunch of cars in the old ring around driveway that I didn't recognize. I went in, because you don't knock at Grandma's house, and there were a bunch of gay, obviously gay men, sitting in the living room, drinking. They were playing music, and they were laughing up a storm, and they were just having a great time. Now, I knew they were gay men because I was 18, and therefore the smartest person in the world, right? But shoot, there's all these gay men in Grandma's house. I've got to warn her, don't I? So I found some excuse to take Grandma into the laundry room. Grandma, I think all your friends out there are gay. She patted me on the head. I had a lot more hair back then. It was the 70s. She says, "It's okay, dear. They're our friends." I says, "Grandma, I don't think you understand. Do you know what gay means?" And I'll never forget her answer. She put her hands gently on my face and looked me square in the eye. "Yes," she said, "it means that you've found someone that you love." Thank you.
We've got another Pop-Up Stories coming event coming up this Thursday evening. Remember, join us at the Broad Art Museum from 6 to 7:30 p.m. We'll have a great lineup of storytellers who'll be talking about their lucky break. You can find more information on our Facebook page. Just search Pop-Up Stories Lansing. Hope to see you there.